It's become one of the most familiar images of the last half century, a camp overflowing with desperate, hungry, homeless refugees. A recent survey estimates that more than 7 million people, over half the refugees in the world, have lived in such camps for more than 10 years. It's come to be called refugee warehousing. Critics say refugees are often denied rights granted under the 1951 Geneva Convention on Refugees, including the rights to travel and work. Lavinia Limon is the executive director of the U.S. Committee for Refugees. She recently returned from a camp in Thailand where thousands of ethnic Burmese refugees have lived for as long as 20 years.
And as you walk through the camp, you see where these people have been industrious and built themselves huts, very primitive sewer systems. But for the most part, everyone is laying around. There's nothing to do. They're not allowed to work. There is some schooling for the children. There are a few programs where people can learn sewing. But basically, you get a sense of time standing still, of people with no future, no hope, just waiting.
In situations where people within the camps are reasonably secure, could it be argued that at least the protection or the relative protection of the camps is there for them, if nothing else?
Well, I think that's what's been argued for the past 50 years since the convention was created and the majority of countries signed on to it, that, you know, we're doing a great thing, aren't we? We're protecting these people. And we have these camps and these terrible places, and we bring in food and we bring in water. But there they sit. We did research on it. We published the World Refugee Survey recently, which really delineates the deplorable situation we have, where basically your tax dollars, my tax dollars, are, in fact, having millions of people on the international dole not allowed to do anything for themselves. When you go in there and you realize, you can imagine yourself sitting there for 10 years, 20 years, I don't think that's a situation that we should be proud of.
So what can be done? And maybe by way of answering that, you can give us an example of where something positive is being done in refugee camps.
Zambia had a very good program where they actually granted land to refugees coming from Angola. And actually, their agricultural production and their GNP went up. So we can see situations where things have been done, you know, much better. They're few and far between. We need to build in incentives in the international funding scheme that, in fact, supports refugees' rights.
Obviously, some of these host countries are themselves poor countries with problems.
Very. And we're very concerned when we say the international community. Basically, the funding to assist refugees comes from about a third of it from the United States and the rest of it from the European Union, Australia, Canada, and a few other countries. And, you know, it's very generous, and we're very appreciative of that, and it's certainly kept people alive. But most of the refugees are, in fact, in poor countries who don't have a lot to give. The language that the world refugee community uses is refugees as a burden, and they call it burden sharing, which just drives me crazy. I like to say at least we can say is responsibility sharing. And so since we're talking about human beings, we could be saying opportunity sharing. So I think we need to have guarantees that gives an incentive to allow people to have their rights and helps pay the costs of that.
Lavinia Limon is executive director of the U.S. Committee for Refugees. Thanks very much.
Thank you.